Mums with Hustle podcast, episode 357.
Welcome to the Mums with Hustle podcast, where you'll discover everyday mum entrepreneurs killing it in their industry. Learn the secrets you can replicate to create your own success with your host, Tracy Harris.
Hey friends, welcome back to another episode of the Mums with Hustle podcast. My name is Tracy Harris and I've been bringing these episodes to you every single Monday for over 7 years. And it's my mission to make business, online business, become more possible and more fun for mums who are growing their businesses from home, be that in the handmade industry, maybe you're a coach, a course creator like myself, or maybe you provide a service. If you're growing an online business, you are my favorite person to help. And what I wanted to talk about on today's episode, because so many of us are marketing our businesses on Instagram, and if you're not, then you should. I want to talk to you specifically today about one of Instagram's latest features. Now, I feel like before I begin, 2022 could quite possibly go down as the year where Instagram like put in the most changes and features to the platform. If your head is swirling at this point and you're a bit like, oh my gosh, another new feature, what the heck is this? How do I do this? Oh no, another new thing to learn. I think that's fair. But we can have that feeling and then we need to click back in alignment with what it is that we are wanting to do and really seeing Instagram as a free tool to get in front of our ideal customers and clients and to work with the free features and benefits of the platform. So let's think about the Notes app, okay, or the Notes feature. Let's think about the Notes feature on Instagram because that's what it is. Now, first of all, if you don't have this feature at the moment, just go ahead and make sure that you have updated your Instagram app to the latest version. All right, so Notes, what is it and where is it? Let's start with where is it. You will find this inside of your DMs, your direct message inbox. That's where you're going to find it. And you're going to find it running across the top of your inbox in a similar way to how everyone's Instagram stories runs across the top of your newsfeed. Well, Notes from the people that you are following run across the top of your DMs. So that's the first thing. Now, I've written myself down the six things that I really wanted to share with you today. And these are the six biggest things when it comes to understanding what notes in DMs are. And of course, how you can leverage them to grow your business ultimately, because that's always the goal. So the first thing that I want you to know is that it is a new feature that sends a note to all of your followers that are also following you. So that's what you need to know. So you must be not just following them, but they have to be following you back in order to see any notes that you are broadcasting essentially or publishing. Now, the next thing that you need to know, so thing number two, is that they can reply. When they reply or when you reply to someone else's note, that starts a DM conversation. Now, that one is huge because this is where most lead generation or most customer inquiries actually begin, and also where you have the greatest opportunity for a conversion into a sale. So if you are, and I'm already seeing this, the business owners that are really savvy with marketing and with sales, they are using notes in a very intentional way to spark conversations or to communicate offers using notes, and then people are replying to those and getting into those more sales-based conversations. So that's point number two. People can reply to your note without you having to send them a DM first, okay? Point number three, these notes, okay, If this isn't making sense to you already, this point number three may help. I want you to think of them like tweets on Twitter, or so you're just putting out a thought. Now, you could, maybe you're someone who likes to share inspirational quotes, you could do that, or an affirmation of the day, you could do that. You could share quick tips. You could share an announcement, something that's like really happening at the moment, whether it is communicating a flash sale or, you know, some sort of promotion that you have going on. If you want to communicate that, it's kind of like a broadcast. You can share that and that will become visible. The next thing, oh my goodness, I just realized I have a seventh tip. I'm going to write myself a little note because I did not intend on giving you the seventh tip. So you're going to have to hang around because the next one is, the seventh tip is a good one. Okay, so that's what you need to know. I've just given you a whole bunch of suggested ways to use notes in terms of content, the things that you could be sharing. So yes, you could be sharing a current promotion. You could be sharing a thought of the day, a quick tip. You could be asking a question. Now all of a sudden people are in your inbox. You could be asking people something, like you could be funny and lighthearted. Like, what would you rather, swim with sharks or go inside of a cage with 100 snakes? Like, you know, you could get as creative as you want if sparking conversations is your intention as well. And I want you to think of them like Instagram stories in terms of they disappear. They only stay up for 24 hours. So there you go. That's like another bonus. Oh my gosh. We're going to end up with 8 tips here, everyone. What is going on, Tracy Harris? Over delivering. All right. The next point, I'm pretty sure we're up to tip number 3 officially, even though I just gave you like a third. I just gave you an extra tip. Oh my gosh, I can't count. All right. So officially tip number 3 is that you can only have one note up at a time. So you can replace the current note before the 24-hour period is up. So if you've wanted to have something up for a few hours and then you're like, oh, hang on, now I want to have this up, you can either delete the previous note if you don't want it to stay up and replace it with nothing, or you can just replace it. So just know that by adding a new note, you are replacing the one that is currently there. You cannot have more than one note up at a time. So that is point number 3. Point number 4 is that there is a maximum character limit of 60. So no more than 60 characters allowed in your note. However, if you go and have a quick little look at them now, you will see that you can't, it's not actually visible just at the glance, at first glance, to see all 60 characters if someone has used all 60 characters. It does kind of cut it off a little bit. So to make your entire note visible to the eye at first glance without having to tap on it to expand the note, it's less than 60 characters. It's like 5 or so short words. So maybe you want to factor that into consideration, okay, when you're coming up to writing your note. And number 5 is ask yourself, oh, sorry, I'm up to number 6. I am all over the place today with the numbers. All right, here's the next point. Ask yourself, how can I use the notes feature with intention to spark more intimate conversations with my audience? Or to grow my email list with qualified leads, or to sell in a way that feels good for the customer. How can I use the notes feature to spark deeper conversations, grow my email list with qualified leads, or sell in a way that feels good for my customer? Think about that. Now, I did promise one more tip. And that tip is, well, it's not really a tip. It's something practical that you need to know. And I guess it is a tip because my strategy brain, which is always going, it's zone of genius. I do love that. Thanks, brain, is acknowledging that the notes are shown in chronological order at the moment. Now, that means that if someone is following you and you're following them back and now you can see each other's notes, you will be shown closer, like they're not going to have to scroll across very far to be, see your note if you are putting out multiple notes in the day. So because it's shown in chronological order. meaning the most recent person to leave a note is most visible to them at the moment. It's in order of time and recency. So that tells me with my strategy brain that yes, it's okay and possibly in your best interest to be putting out multiple notes in a day, as long as they're purposeful or funny or, you know, adding some value of some sort to your followers, it's okay to have multiple notes in a day. But just know that they are appearing at the moment in chronological order. So that was my bonus bit of information, call it a tip, call it a strategy that I wanted to share with you here. So that is Instagram's notes in DM feature explained. I hope that it makes sense to you. I hope that you are able to feel really good and see the benefit in that feature versus, you know, telling yourself or thinking thoughts that really aren't going to serve you for the highest good of your business and ultimately the things that you want to create in your life. That's why we have our businesses. When we're thinking things like, oh no, just another thing to learn, you know, like that is going to make us feel pretty yucky about it. We're not going to really use it well. And then of course we won't experience the benefit of that. And then those who are thinking positively about it and are able to see it for the great free tool that it is, they're going to run with it and they're going to experience the benefit of that. So it's my hope that by educating everyone in the community here that listen to the Mums with Hustle podcast, when we know and understand something, then we don't have to bring as much fear and overwhelm to it. Hence why I'm always wanting to offer education and training to mums in business. And again, Instagram is brilliant. It is brilliant for women that are growing businesses, for all business owners, but particularly for mums that are growing businesses from home. It costs us nothing. There's an array of features and tools that allow us to truly connect with more ideal clients and customers every single day. We do just have to slow down enough to sometimes learn how to use the thing. And then, of course, take action and be consistent. And that is what we help people do inside of the Social Method Society. So if you are a mum and you're growing a business, also we have ladies in there that are not mums. I do want to always make that known. You are so welcome to join us. Go to socialmethodsociety.com to learn more or to join us. I hope you love this episode. Our episodes come out every single Monday, so make sure you hit the subscribe button on iTunes. If you're not following me on Instagram, come and follow. I am at Mums with Hustle, spelled the Australian way, M-U-M-S with Hustle. No underscores or anything like that. Please come, hit follow, say hi in the comments or in the DMs. Maybe I'll follow you back and we can see each other's notes. Okay, take care, love you loads, and stay happy in your hustle.